I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Tuareg Rebellion in Mali has created a refugee crisis in neighboring countries in West Africa. Added to the drought, this could create conditions for famine. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is helping, although staff in Mali had to evacuate. CRWRC's Wayne DeYoung says they're focused on helping the refugees in Niger.
We do work with Christian partner organizations, and we have Christian staff, and their approach is to show the love of Christ to people in need. We don't have an opportunity to openly proclaim the gospel, but by our actions, speak louder than words in these situations.
Next, anti-Christian sentiments appear to be heating up in India, says Voice of the Martyrs Canada. A pastor and his kids were attacked in their home by Hindu extremists in Kerala. In another state, radicals assaulted Christians for 2 days in retaliation for a prayer service. And a long series of attacks in Jharkhand grew so violent that believers were forced to flee. Pray that despite the heavy persecution, the gospel will continue to move forward. And refugees worldwide are fleeing war, famine, and unrest. But what happens to them when they finally find rest in a new nation, especially if they're only kids? Bethany Christian Services' Maureen Homrich says there are a lot of youth refugees in the U.S.
The need is for families to take these kids into their homes and to give them a place to process their grief, move on, get an education, and be in a loving home.
Bethany's been placing these youth refugees with American families in West Michigan for years. It's an opportunity to serve God and spread His name. Our website has the details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Well, Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.